Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Mike Sama in the Biosystems and Ag Engineering Department at UK will be on hand this Thursday at their Princeton Research Facility, part of the Corn, Soybean, and Tobacco Field Day.
So I'm going to be bringing a bunch of different UAVs out there and just kind of showing the different platforms and the sensors that we work with. I'll have about three different helicopters out there with us, different sizes for different applications. And then I'm going to bring a LiDAR sensor, a thermal camera, and a visible camera that we use to do field scouting.
Unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, remote control helicopters, drones, all of them are under authority of FAA, which now has a comment period underway to fine-tune their preliminary usage guidelines.
As far as the research goes, though, there's still a lot of people that are out with exemptions that allow them to fly and looking at different ways of managing crops from the air. And some of the stuff that we're looking at are using different types of sensors, whether it's thermal or infrared or near-infrared or visible, to try to identify variability in the field.
From spotting and counting livestock to checking crop conditions, UAVs may be a part of the future of Kentucky farming, too.
I mean, I think the people that are interested down the road, the row crop operators that are growing corn, if they want to have their entire field mapped out, then they're probably going to be looking at hiring someone to come in and fly over. Instead of having them fly a regular plane, they're just going to fly a UAV instead.
Registration begins this Thursday at 7:30 a.m. Central. County Extension offices have program details. We'll be right back.
From trees that need planting to decks that need building, you've got a lot to do. And for every digging project, you need to contact Kentucky 811 first. Well, now you can just go online to 811now.com. 811 Now is an online system that lets you complete, review, and submit all of your information in one simple online form. That means less time on the phone and more time for planning your project. So click before you dig and go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
UK Ag Engineer Mike Sama enjoys sharing their work on UAVs and their potential uses, although this Thursday, you might say, he's grounded.
It's actually not okay for us to go out and fly and do demonstrations in front of crowds. That's one of the things that they're concerned about. The FAA doesn't want you flying over crowds. I will bring some small ones that potentially we could fly, but it would be more for fun and not for any kind of research or for demonstration purposes.
Some farmers are using hobby models at recommended altitudes and conditions, perfectly legal, and coming up with some very practical uses already. Sama says his field day UAV presentation will be interesting, but is in fact a two-way street.
From our standpoint, it's great to go to these field days because we get a lot of good ideas from the producers when we show them the technology we're working with. They actually know the problems that they're dealing with, and a lot of times we kind of have to think about that stuff and come up with ideas, but they have them already. So it's a really good way for us to brainstorm and come up with good project ideas by talking to the people that have those types of issues directly.
That UK Princeton Field Day this Thursday. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.